Passage 36. Artists.
Now, listen to the passage.
Every artist knows in his heart that he is saying something to the public. Not only does he want to say it well, but he wants it to be something which has not been said before. What visual artists, like painters, want to say is easy to make out, but difficult to explain, because painters translate their experiences into shapes and colors, not words. They seem to feel that a certain selection of shapes and colors, out of the countless billions possible, is exceptionally interesting for them and worth showing to us. Most artists take their shapes and colors from the world of nature and from human bodies in motion and response. Their choices indicate that these aspects of the world are worth looking at, that they contain beautiful sights. Contemporary artists might say that they merely choose subjects that provide an interesting pattern, that there is nothing more in it. Yet, even they do not choose entirely without reference to the character of their subjects.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Every artist knows in his heart that he is saying something to the public. Every artist knows in his heart that he is saying something to the public. Not only does he want to say it well, but he wants it to be something which has not been said before. Not only does he want to say it well, but he wants it to be something which has not been said before. What visual artists, like painters, want to say is easy to make out, but difficult to explain. What visual artists, like painters, want to say is easy to make out, but difficult to explain. Because painters translate their experiences into shapes and colors, not words. Because painters translate their experiences into shapes and colors, not words. They seem to feel that a certain selection of shapes and colors, out of the countless billions possible, They seem to feel that a certain selection of shapes and colors, out of the countless billions possible, is exceptionally interesting for them and worth showing to us. Is exceptionally interesting for them and worth showing to us. Most artists take their shapes and colors from the world of nature and from human bodies in motion and response. Most artists take their shapes and colors from the world of nature and from human bodies in motion and response. Their choices indicate that these aspects of the world are worth looking at, that they contain beautiful sights. Their choices indicate that these aspects of the world are worth looking at, that they contain beautiful sights. Contemporary artists might say that they merely choose subjects. Contemporary artists might say that they merely choose subjects. That provide an interesting pattern, that there is nothing more in it. That provide an interesting pattern, that there is nothing more in it. Yet, even they do not choose entirely without reference to the character of their subjects. Yet, even they do not choose entirely without reference to the character of their subjects.
The last reading.
Every artist knows in his heart that he is saying something to the public. Not only does he want to say it well, but he wants it to be something which has not been said before. What visual artists, like painters, want to say is easy to make out, but difficult to explain. Because painters translate their experiences into shapes and colors, not words. They seem to feel that a certain selection of shapes and colors, out of the countless billions possible, is exceptionally interesting for them and worth showing to us. Most artists take their shapes and colors from the world of nature, and from human bodies in motion and response. Their choices indicate that these aspects of the world are worth looking at, that they contain beautiful sights. Contemporary artists might say that they merely choose subjects that provide an interesting pattern, that there is nothing more in it. Yet, even they do not choose entirely without reference to the character of their subject.